and Simin Peites. We're in the middle of Sif Gimel. The letters start on Daf Kuf Chof in the Mishneh Berurah, the middle of the first line. So we're speaking about Isurin before davening. So the Machaber says, V'loy lechel, one should not eat, V'loy lishtois, and not drink, before davening. Avol mayim mutar. Even though he said we're not permitted to drink, but one is permitted to drink water. Mutar lishtois kaidim tfile, bein b'chol, Uvein b'Shabbos v'Yomtiv. So let us just see the Mishneh Berurah to understand what Mechaber is telling us over here. V'loy lechel, one should not eat. V'ho'iver al zeh, one who eats before davening, Amur Chazal, Sha'olav Omar HaKosuv, V'oisi Hishlachto Achrei Gavecha. You threw me away after Gavecha, and Gavecha Chazal Darshan is a lotion of Gaive. Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La'achal She'ochal V'shoso V'nizgoe, first you took care of your own desires, you ate and you drank, and then you're taken care of, then Kibul Olav Malchus Shamayim. Then you're mekabel on yourself, Eil Malchus Shamayim. So therefore, you show your priorities. That means you threw me away, Achei Gavecha. That means first your indulgences, your retainers come first, and then the Rebbeinu Shlom is second online. That's one posik. V'gam ismichu divrayim ala posik loisoich lo al hadom, and Chazal dashim in this posik loisoich lo koidim shetispalalo al dimchem. One should not eat before your mispalo on your own blood. Now, the Bir Halacha says something very interesting. There are two droshes that Chazal give us. The first drosha is that la'ache she'ochal v'shoso v'nisgo kibul olav malchus shamayim. So it would seem from this drosha that the time is that first you took care of your tzaynus, then you were mekabel el malchus shamayim. So the Bir Halacha says, so according to this limud, but what is if I learned Krishna already? I was mekabel el malchus shamayim, so then there's no taina. According to the first lashon, there wouldn't be a problem. According to the second posik, leisaychlu koidim shetispalalu al dimchem, you shouldn't eat before you're mispalal on yourself. So it seems this is a nisa achila before tefillah. So these are these two droshes. One drosha is an issa of eating before krishme, and the second drosha is an issa of eating before tefillah. Right. Va'afilu, now the Mishneh Berurah goes further, and this is a loshon harambam, afilu te'ima ba'alma also, even though if a person eats less than the kezayis, so that's not an achila. Afalpikain, this is also, and this we really have to understand where this is a lashon of the Rambam, where the Rambam got this from, since the Rambam brings this posuk loisoich lo al adam, and achila is bekizayis. So how did the Rambam know that poches mikizayis is also also? But al kaponim. So we have here these two droshes. One is an issa of gaive before kabbalas el malchus shamayim, and there's the second one is an issa achila and afilu teime before davening. But now, so v'leilechol v'leilishtoi. So achila is also, shti is also, But then the Mechaber says, Avol Mayim Muta Lishto Iskoidim Tfilim. Bein Bechil, Bein Bishabes V'yantim. Water, one is permitted to drink. To Loishayich Bohu Gaiver. Some say to drink water alone, that is not considered Gaiver. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, we'll first we'll see what the Mishnah Berurah holds, and then we'll elaborate on what he says. V'davke b'loy tzuker. That's what we said, that he's permitted to drink water. That's plain water. But if the water is sweetened with sugar, avum tzuker osa. Well, we're not up to there yet. Well, we'll come to that later. Avum tzuker osa v'choshkein. So the water is mutter. It's not gaiva, but water with sugar is a delicacy. It's a sweet, enjoyable drink. And then there is gaiva. First, let me enjoy myself. Then we'll sit down to be mekabel el malchus shemayim. But I come first. V'choshkein mashker sheicho. If a person will drink beer, v'adayosa. So tzicha also, because that's not the water. This is already a beverage, which is a chashiv beverage. And this whole beer is chamar medina. So this is tzicha also before davening. V'tei v'kafe. Now to drink tea or coffee, mutar lishto isoi koydem tefillin. This is allowed to drink. Kadei sheyuchel lechaven daitoi ulispalo. The purpose of this is that the caffeine wakes him up. He'll be able, his mind won't be fuzzy, and he'll be able to be mechaven to daven. Ubeprat b'mekayim shirigilim b'hem. The people who are used to this already, v'misyashiv hadas biltom, and it became part of their lifestyle. So Kozman, they don't drink a coffee, their mind is fuzzy. Is so tzicha muta. V'cholze b'loy tzuker b'loy cholov. But this is coffee, tea, which is water which has a tam of tea or which is a tam of tea or coffee. But again, this he says should be done without sugar and without milk. V'ayilam, but this is achayim. Now he continues. V'ayilam noigim lahoka lishtois im tzuka. Now, the oilam is noig to drink with sugar. V'evshel the kavonas ha'achayim. So we have here a problem. Achayim say it's osa. And the minik ha'ayilam is, we're speaking the oilam bizman. His man, the Mishnah Berurah, even before they did drink it with coffee, or they did drink the coffee with sugar. So how do we make that the minik ha'ilam should be consistent with the achayne? V'chein advash kosav di im tzuker ein lecha gaiva gdeila mizu koydem atfilin. The Radbaz also says that sugar is ein lecha gaiva gdeila mizu. Rak im noisin atzuker besoich atei lemaskai. That's if he puts the sugar in the tea. So memelun am drinking a sweet drink. Dezer osa kaitem tfila. That goes into the category of gaiva. Avon lekeach ma'atzuker bepiv be'esa shesiyah. But if he puts a little sugar in his mouth while he's drinking it, he's drinking a bitter coffee, but he's unable to drink this bitter coffee because it's too bitter, so then that's not considered bechlal gaive. Yeah, a sugar cube in his mouth. Let's first see what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, and then we'll try a little to elaborate. Yeah, oi, היית מדברים, משים יסד צוקר בסריך התאי, אוי לכל מעט מיני תרגימו באיס אשסייה, or he wants to take a little cookie, that means on an empty stomach, he doesn't want to drink this tea and coffee, so he takes a cookie, and shum tad lahokom is a koidem atvile, im loy mi che yesh le chalishas alev, unless a person is a cholosh. A cholosh, and he's taking a little food, and if he's taking it l'rafua, mikomo kim tev shirma metchila al koponim parshish Shema Yisrael. So, he should say Shema Yisrael. So there was already a Kabbalah's Eil Malchus Shamayim. There's a Kabbalah Eil Malchus Shamayim. Now, let us try a little to explain what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. And the Dirshu brings down, the Piskei Tshuvos brings down, that the G'dayilei Achroinim Shebizmaneinu, starting from the Orech HaShulchan, the Stipler, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, the Marsham, they explain that the Minhag, the perhaps the taste buds of the Olam or the regis of the Olam was different this man, the Mishnah Brure or the previous Achayinim and this manenu. First of all, we have to understand one thing. Sugar in the previous manim was a very expensive commodity. It was very expensive. So a person who is And people, so it was very expensive to get used to what you can afford. So people got used to it. It's a
black coffee.
Yeah, you can drink black coffee. And so they were used to it later, and they couldn't afford it. So you don't afford it. That's what they drunk, and there was no problem with it. And if I'm indulging in it, this I'm going to, before the mention, I take care of you. First, let me enjoy myself. And then, so that's the gaiva. Masha'in came, the small cube of sugar, which was somewhere was less than that, what they put into the cup of coffee. So that was only to enable them to swallow it. It was so bitter that they couldn't swallow it. So that was the heta. That was the heta then. Well, no, he just said what it is. It's a cube. He's saying it. Ma'at tzuke b'pim b'eis ha'shtiyah b'ilti zayn yochel l'shtayis. You can't drink it. It's so bitter. Bismaneinu, it seems, first of all, it became already a regilus that I can't drink a black coffee. I can't drink a tea without some lemon in it or sugar in it. So since that became the regilus, so the G'dayli Achroinim say Bismaneinu, if that's taka the case, it's taka muta. To add sugar, and you can add some milk. The Ocha Shulchan says you can add some milk also. Now, the milk is not mayim, but the milk was put there that the water should taste. But I'm not interested in drinking milk. That means if I'll go and I'll put some tasteless choice in milk, that's no heter for that. I'm putting tasteless choice in coffee, but somehow it's not... It's still too bitter for me, so I put in some milk that the water should taste good. So in Yesod, I'm drinking water, but in order to buffer off the bitterness of the coffee, he had a little milk, a little sugar. So Bekitza, Bizmaneinu, the maker in this. The maker milk also, yeah. Agavulche, let's perhaps deviate. Okay, so that's the Lilafua. So that's something else. Here we're talking about, we're not doing it Lilafua, we're doing it, but that's also called the Kitta. But here this was, because it's difficult for the Hamoin Am, to drink it without the sugar, without the milks and the meal. They say, Me'ikir Adil Bismanenu, it's Mutter. That I don't think is Mutter. Yeah. Because that already is... I care, but it's a beautiful beverage. I mean, it's a very enjoyable beverage. What? Yeah, Kapana, this was the cookie, no one was matter with a cookie. Oh, you need it. I'd just like to say, the Piskei Tshuvah brings down someone that has problems with acid. And the only way in the morning he can eat something, so that's called the Rebu. That's Mutter. I'd just like to say over a mice for two minutes, perhaps a little Nageya here. I personally was mugging myself to have black coffee, and I had no problems with it. This was before the Dishu came out and the biscuit was came out. I had no problems with this. No problems. I once saw the going in Mesechtes. The Mesechtes Brochus, the end of the sixth Perek, the Goyin says as follows. By water, there is a specific halacha that you only make a brocha on the water if you drink it hashoyse mayim litzamoy. If I'm thirsty and I drink water, then you make a brocha. If I'm drinking the water and I'm not thirsty, so I don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha rishon. You don't make a bar nefosh. Fine. Look to going one thing. That's one thing. Only when you're thirsty. No. What? That's why you don't make a bracha on the water. So if I'm drinking water when I'm not, that's a good mussel. But when I'm drinking water when I'm not thirsty, you don't make a bracha for whatever reason. Look to going. So what if a person drinks tea or coffee and he's not thirsty, so he shouldn't make a, and there's no sugar in it, so he shouldn't make a brocha. You shouldn't make a brocha. There's a shayla about a brocha over here. You're not thirsty, and this is water, so you don't make a brocha rishayna. Or let's make it more... We'll talk about it. We'll talk about this in a minute. So Kaponim, so he says, if you're not thirsty, you don't make a bracha rishayna, you don't make a bracha chay. That's not good. Unless there's sugar in it. So then the sugar makes it, that's enjoyable, and then already that's not kashay sama, and then you don't need good samay. Fine. That's the goyim. So when I saw this goyim, I was perplexed. That means I've been drinking coffee since when, a black coffee, and no problem. A shakel, a bird in the fashas before the davening, the yotel, a holidays. All of a sudden I see the goyin that if you're not thirsty, you're not allowed to make a brocha rishoyin, and not make a brocha achoyne. Now, this is already, am I thirsty, am I not thirsty? I mean, that's already, it's very nerve-wracking. So I just saw this going this before the first time I went to Eretz Yisrael. So I didn't know what to do. So I went to two gdolim. I went to going to Chaim Gainem and Chaim Lebroch, and I went going to the Chaim Rabchaim Knievsky Shlita. I asked them both about this going. So Chaim Gainem said, "Yeah, we know about the going, but the minigam is we make a broche and coffee finished." Fine. I left, as I said, good, we know about the going, we make a broche, fine. I started making broches already, I make a broche. I went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and I asked him, yeah, the going is right, you don't make a broche, it's not a choice of my lips and mine. But I told him, but I have a tremendous benefit from it before my mind is fuzzy. After I drink the coffee in my mind gets clear, and so Mamela, I have enough from it. He told me, Amur Dikazach, he said, there's Birchus Hanenin and Birchus HaTayelis. Tayelis means benefit that I'm deriving. That's Tayelis, benefit. Neni means enjoyment that I'm deriving. The bracha you make a shakal is not from benefit, it's for enjoyment, it's birchas hanenin. So Mamela, if you're thirsty, if you are thirsty, so that's called enjoyment. That means I'm thirsty, water is a merli kezach. If I'm thirsty, I feel, that's called a hanot. Then you make a broche. He says, you're talking about benefits. I have a benefit. That's called a birchas hanenin. That's a tayelis. He says, and tell us you don't make a broche. If you enjoy it, l'chayre, it should be good. L'chayre, it should be good. I think so. No, if you're not thirsty and you don't enjoy it, and the purpose you're drinking it is because it's to wake up, so he said, that's a tayelis, and for a tayelis, you don't make a broche. So then I started taking Taster's Choice, which is enjoyable. Now the different coffees, which are much more bitter than Taster's Choice, and so kaponim. So that's this halacha. Now,
the
100%. That's also Tayelis. That's Tayelis. I mean, but if that is that's a benefit.
It's a parent line.
Yeah. That's a benefit. That's a benefit. That means if you don't have an enjoyment from it, but you have a benefit that now you're able to go to the bathroom, that's a benefit. Yeah, but you're not making a birchus hanenin. When you make a shayotzer, it's not a, okay, whatever a shayotzer, but we're talking, that is true. Yeah, okay. Okay. This is.
So how come it doesn't mention that?
Here we only because there was one book. There Zicha says. I mean, I can tell you the Zicha Gedolei Yisrael who are scared to make a bracha on water because they don't know
the what.
They're scared to make a bracha on water. Gedolei Yisrael, I know Bnei Brak is Ish Choshev Ad Miyot. He won't drink water. He also has a child. What's his name? Going Rav Aaron Leif Steinman also attracts about water. Because it's very nerve-wracking. So let me say a person in Elohim, it's like a nerve-wracking. Well, let's think like this. Am I thirsty? Am I not thirsty? That's number one. Now, I drank some water. Did I drink a Ravis? Didn't I drink a Ravis? Maybe my thirst got quenched after three quarters of a Ravis. Now, if it got quenched after three quarters of a Ravis, you not don't make a bracha chayna because the quarter of the Ravis that I'm drinking later is not for my, it's not accomplishing anything. Now, what is a shir Ravis? Now, it's that also. So it's very nerve-wracking. It's mamish nerve-wracking. The flavor, the badabi, not before davening we have. That's right. Others drink badavki, they put sugar in. I don't know what they do before davening, but they put sugar in order to alkapon them to make it. Yeah, others badavki put, yeah. What?
Where's the source? The spark. The minute when they drink tea, if you don't finish one shot, they don't go half one out.
That's because of a different shaila. The shaila is because if they drank it, yaisim echdei shir shtiyas rabiyas. So there's a machloikis. So they don't make a bracha chayim because of that. because who drank as a beast and more than the Shishti is a beast. That's Pshat.
So he's a that don't make Brahma as God.
That's a Chiddush.
Did you
make
Brahma
as God? Yes.
What?
Yeah, Yemano. It's Ano. I mean, it's you don't have to eat it. There's any, I know, I'm getting some flavor from it, yeah. The mice, there was a previous, no, there, by Hasidim, there was a different Indian. They held, I think that's Afi Kabbalah, not to indulge in water. That was a different Indian. The Chassidus of Chalon Indian not to drink water. They drink everything else besides water. But that's a Chassidus Indian. Maybe I'll pick up over. Now let's go further. Now, then he says, and he says, when a person is Chalishus Alev, and he has to drink something or eat something, so it's preferable, al kaponim. The heftar is that when we learn the fuller, chalisha salev, he feels weak. So, if that's the reason, and that's motivating me to drink this, is because of chalisha salev, so there's no gaiva here anymore. It's not doing, I'm doing it l'shem refuah. If the reason is refuah, there's no gaiva. But he says, it's preferable, he says, to lay Krishna before. So you should, the first parasha of Krishna, and the Bir Halacha says it was preferable to lay the first parasha and put on tefillin by the first parasha of Krishna. Then she should be Mekayim the mitzvah. And Bir Chesatayre and Krishna, and then we'll have this further also. Now, yes. L'chayre. Now, by women, you have to know what their tefillah is. Now, there's a big shaila about women, what their mechuyev to do. Well, what's the chiv of tefillah? That means a woman, preferably, if a woman has little time, she doesn't have, she's busy with the children, and she doesn't have time. So others say, let's just say two things. Others say, she should daven Shemayna Esrei, period. That's it, if she could do that. It takes her 5 minutes for the daven Shemayna Esrei. If this is also too difficult, so it's preferable she should say a broche that has the characteristics of tefillah. Now, what is Pshat, the characteristics of tefillah? Tefillah starts with a shevach. The first three brachas are a shevach to the Rabbeinu Shlom. I'm saying the Godless Hashem, Gemachasadim Tayyim, the Kaini Akav, and then it ends with a Haidah, Maidim, Chaim, Yiduch, Hasela, and in the middle is sandwiched in Bakoshes. So a woman should do in a minute form what every tefillah is. That means, the others say she should say the brocha hamavir sheina. So hamavir sheina is a unique brocha. It starts off with a haidah hamavir sheina me'eino usnuma me'yaf apoy. So we're thanking the Rabbeinu Shalom for that's called the haidah. And then there's a yirotzain. We ask the Rabbeinu Shalom abakoshe. And then we end off later with Adagim Chasodim Toivim L'Amo Yisrael. So others say this is the most ideal, a woman who has very little time, this is what she should do. She should say this broche, and then she can eat and drink. So she's finished. So she's Mekayim Hachiv of Tefillah with Amavu Shaina, and then she's finished. She's not so because he's Paul Adimcha. All these things are not Negeya anymore. God by Ktanim was by Ktanim. They bring down till 12. Zicha they can eat before davening. There's no Inyan Bechval to be mechanech them not to eat before davening. And others hold between 12 and 13. There should be a chinuch not to eat. Okay, so let's go a little further now. Kasa b'sefer pischei tshuva chodosh, d'yesh limnoyim elishtei satei baboika koidem atvila basifas chaveira. That al-kaponim, the tea should not be drunk in a chabura of people sitting together and drinking tea. Ayin shom taimoy. Omulvadze, he says, if you have a chabura of people drinking tea, logally stayv mizeh isaracha. So then you're going to end up with another isa. Lekotzav ha-rashba v'uva b'yishoysev, t'lekach osa lodom lasek b'chafotzav koinim sheyispalu. A person should not be Isaac in his chafetzim before tefillah. Shouldn't get involved in something else before he davens. The first thing on the agenda should be davening. That means even they said if you meet someone, you shouldn't say shalom because shalom might bring to start talking in shmuzim. Vorigilim, so memele, that you only say good morning, weitergegangen, vorigilim, basidus chaveirim, beishtiyas hatei, but if you're sitting down with a tea and a few people, logum, reformim, de ribu yisiche, so the tea is hot, and so they make sure to cool it off, we can speak about the kolin yonah de yoyme, lavar al yedei, says man krishma, tfilo, so this is not an ideal thing to do. The Shabbos, now you're allowed to drink water. He's allowed to drink water before the davening. Shabbos also. Kloima. Loitame the Bishabbos also belavochi. Shabbos is allowed to drink water. Mishim da also litem kaidem kiddish, because a person is allowed to drink before kiddish. Gamash malon, the ene also ragdavke kshegi is man kiddish. The whole Israel to drink water before Kiddush is when there's a chi of Kiddush, you know, to drink water before Kiddush. Since it is daven yet, legi adayin zman Kiddush. The Gemara darshins, v'karoso l'shabbos oinek. It says, v'karoso l'shabbos oinek. So the Gemara darshans, the kriya of Kiddush should be b'mokim oinik. You need Kiddush b'mokim sudeh. Kol's man, I'm not up to eating the sudeh, there's no chiyiv of Kiddush. The karosa l'shabbos oinik. That b'mokim oinik shamtei kriya. When you're up to the sudeh, so the chiyiv, Kiddush is before the sudeh. You need Kiddush b'mokim sudeh. Therefore, before davening, I'm not allowed to eat. So since I'm not allowed to eat, so my mother's no chiyuv kiddush. God, there's a bir halacha later. What if you have a chole, which because of his weakness or sickness, he's mechuyev to eat? Rabbid, you should make kiddush. You should make kiddush before davening, before you eat. You're allowed to eat before davening. But since you're allowed to eat before davening, so there's a chiyuv kiddush, and therefore you have to make kiddush before you eat. But normally, a healthy person, he's not allowed to eat before davening, so there's no chiyuv kiddush. Zeitem Shabbos also belavoch, b'shem dosa litem koidem kiddush, k'mashmon, then also like that, it's kiyuv man kiddush. Boche kimush lo yispalo, v'gi adayin zman kiddush, so it's not considered zman kiddush. V'achat filis musiv, after he davened Musaf ready, so after Musaf, you're allowed to eat already. After we'll see in a minute. We'll talk about Avachat Filus Musaf, also Mishim Kiddush. The Koidem Musaf Ainsim and Reish Peivov Siv Gimel. Now, after Shachis, before Musaf, you're not allowed to be Koiveya Asuda before Musaf, because you might pass Musaf. So you're only allowed to eat an Achilas Arai. You're not allowed to eat an achilas kvar. So one second. So now, so the shaila is, so there it's brought down, let's say a person wants to eat, logically, he's allowed to eat fruit after shachris, because that's not achilas kvar, he's not allowed to eat fruit. So then we start scratching our heads, but if he's eating fruit, so you can't make kiddush on fruit, you need. So on that there are two eitzes. One eitze is you should drink two kaises of wine, two Rebbeis in a line, or others hold one Rebbeis is sufficient, or others hold that you can eat some cake. You should eat some cake, and so that. But more than cake, you shouldn't wash. You shouldn't wash before Musaf. What? Kiddush you have to make, but you have to. So this is a delicate situation. It has to be b'mokim suda, but you can't be kaveya suda. So either if it's the size of an egg of pas, or this old mezainis, you could eat more. So that's Rosh Hashanah. So those who make kiddush before tkiya shofar, so that's what they have to do. That means. It's aray because they only have a little cake. That'll be the heter. Or they want to drink one case of wine, and then he has an egg or something. That will also be mutter. Now let's finish the Mishnah Berurim. Now the Mechaber says v'chein oichum v'maskim l'refuah mutter. If you eat or drink l'refuah, this is mutter. So now, what does Mishnah Berurah say? Muta afilu oichlin umashkin toivin. The shayich buhu gaivin. That means I'm eating. If the doctor says I have to eat this as soon as I wake up in the morning, I have to eat this, and this is essential for my health. I'm not speaking about the chaylush yesh b'isakana, but now we're talking about even that is a chaylush yesh b'isakana. But it's I'm eating this for my health. So, and I'm eating a good, something that tastes good. But the Rebbeinu Shom is a boichin levovis. I'm doing it because this is necessary for my health. It's not a real chayla, it's not enough for the mishka. But I'm doing this for health reasons. That means if you're eating something which is not a real machol, not a real food, it's something that is eaten or drunk l'shem refuah, so that's sichemutah, so it's mamish not a food. But if it's refuah, it's mutah. God, the Mishnah Berurah brings a very interesting psak, and we'll stop with this. Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if a person he's going to go to shul, and in shul, the Shabbos, those kelotim, mitkoimcha, leila, and al kaponim, but they'll be finished 10:30, a quarter to 11, and he'll get very weak. He can't, no, so he says if he'll be weak, he's allowed to eat. But Meshwar says, he taps him on the shoulder. There's another eight who tells you to go to shul and daven betziba. Daven home, you'll be finished davening quarter to 9 o'clock, then eat, then make kiddush, and then eat, and then go to shul for kaddish and kedusha. So he says that's what he should do. That means the whole heter of Yizachosh, if he can't daven without eating, so then he has to daven. But you can daven. I can't daven in that tzibah without eating because they daven much longer. They start later and they daven longer. So who says you should daven over there? Daven be yechidus. And then, what? That we're going to learn Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.